Just a 4'11 girl trying to face the world, but she doesn't really know what she's doing. She talks to lots of people just about their lives because Brittany really doesn't like to babble about herself. Brittany Babbles.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Brittany Babbles, a podcast where I babble and you may or may not listen or learn anything from. So, in today's episode, I am talking about how I've learned but one of the things that I've learned in 20 is sometimes you don't have to be the best at everything, and it is okay to not be good at everything that you do. So without further ado, let's get on with the episode. So I have realized 20 years of my life, I am not good at everything that I do, nor should I expect myself to be good with everything that I do. I'm very much like, I want to be the best of the best, and sometimes that's just, one, it's not achievable, and two, it's like, so, you put yourself in such a position where you now think you need to be the best of the best to prove yourself worthy to other people. And I still struggle with this today. Like, I realize that I do this, but at the same time, like, I still, like, sometimes I see myself being like, okay, I have to be the best at this because blah, blah, blah. And it's also just become, like, comes from, like, the competitive nature. There are some things that, like, I'm super competitive about. And then there's others where I'm like, I could literally care less if I won or if I lost. And it really just depends on what I'm doing. But I used to think that, especially in journalism, and it has been very journalism heavy, but especially in journalism, like, I've been told by a lot of people, like, you have to be the best of the best in everything. And I would agree, you have to be decent and competent in a lot of things, like writing, editing, recording, all of, like, the just foundational work of journalists and in all journalism realms, if you will. But I just do not see how anyone could be the best of the best in every single skill. I think that's just so unachievable, and it's just so, like, disheartening when you can't achieve it. So I just definitely realized that I cannot be good at everything. Like, one thing that I'm bad at is, I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm bad at a lot of things. Like, I'm not the fastest runner. I'm not the strongest person in the world. Like, I've realized that you need to know your strengths and know your weaknesses. And that's okay to have weaknesses. It's okay to ask for help. Although it is always challenging for me to, like, ask for help or to, like, overcome my ego or my, I guess, like, vulnerable side, like, asking for help is okay, because I know that that person who helped me in maybe one task, maybe they're not good at something that I'm really good at, and so I help them with that. And I don't want to get all religious, and I'm not getting religious, I'm just saying, like, this world is made with people who have certain strengths and people who have certain weaknesses, and that's okay, because if we all were really good at one thing and all were really bad at another, this society and this world that we live in would not be able to function. We're all made to have certain strengths and are made to have certain weaknesses, and that's okay. Like, no one told you to be good at everything, and if they did, well, I am sorry that you have to live your life or have had to live your life thinking that you had to be good at everything. And I just, like, I guess, like, a spinoff of this is, like, the biggest thing that I learned at 20 is, like, it is okay to ask for help, and you do not look weak. And honestly, I feel like you are more realistic, you're stronger if you ask for help, because by swallowing your pride, or just accepting the vulnerability of yourself, like, you are able to achieve much more. Like, if, let's say, okay, I'm not strong enough to move a couch by myself, but I need to move this couch to my new apartment. I could not move that couch if I didn't ask for help. So instead, if I just let the couch go and I didn't ask for help and I was like, no, I'll figure this out, and I damaged the couch, I couldn't get the couch over to my new apartment, I would be out a couch and I would be out the money that I paid for the couch. But if I just asked for help, I would, one, have the couch, one, have community, because a person just went out of their way to help me and I can now hang out with them or thank them or do something to show my appreciation to them that they did help me with something that I was weak at, or they did help me with something that I couldn't do myself. But it's not because I'm incompetent or it's because I'm just weak and I couldn't do it myself. I mean, granted, I was physically weak, but mentally, like, asking for help does not make you weak. It makes you just realize your strengths and your weaknesses. And it's okay to have strengths and weaknesses. And I guess moral of the story is, like, no one is good at everything. And if you think, if you see people that, like, oh, why can't I be good at everything like they are? They probably aren't as good at everything as you think they are. And if they are, like, good for them, but I'm sure they're also struggling with different things that you might not see on the surface. And I don't know. I think I really want to drive in to this episode, even though it's pretty short right now, that's like, it's okay to have strengths and it's okay to realize your weaknesses, because at the end of the day, the sooner you realize what you're not good at or what you need more help with, the better off you will be. And maybe as time progresses, you learn your weaknesses, yes, but maybe you get a little bit better. And maybe you can overcome those weaknesses and they do become your strengths. So, I hope you have taken something from this episode. Hopefully I didn't, like, talk in circles on everyone, but I hope you are also enjoying this series, and I will talk to you all very soon. Bye!